USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump meets with local law enforcement officials at the Mexico border in California and tours recently rebuilt fencing. The president sends a message to those coming to the border. Our country is full. We can't take you anymore. Texas Republican Congressman Will Hurd says there is a humanitarian crisis at the border, but the problem is even bigger.
There's a major issue going on. We know that. We got to address root causes in Central America, specifically the Northern Triangle, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. It's not just a U.S. problem. It's not just a Mexico problem. It's a Western Hemisphere problem.
House Democrats have filed a lawsuit aimed at preventing the president from spending more money than Congress has approved to erect barriers along the southwestern border. They say it violates the Constitution, which gives Congress control over spending. In Florida, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing for a ban on sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Vice President Mike Pence says Cuba is on notice regarding its meddling in Venezuela as the U.S. announced new sanctions against the Maduro-led government. In a speech in Houston, Pence announced that new sanctions aimed at striking at the heart of oil profits to the Maduro regime.
The United States of America will sanction 34 vessels owned or operated by PDVSA, as well as two additional companies that transport Venezuelan crude oil to Cuba.
DNA tests have confirmed a young man wandering the streets in Kentucky is not Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who disappeared at the time his mother committed suicide in 2011. Jonathan Rainey, brother of Brian Rainey, the person who falsely claimed to be Timothy Pitson, was left clueless by the entire situation.
Honestly, I do not know. I do not know why he would do anything like this.
He says his brother has Asperger's syndrome and bipolar disorder, but should have the rational thinking of not doing something like this. Bill Cosby this week arrived at a settlement with several women who had accused the disgraced comedian of defaming them when he said their sexual misconduct allegations against him were not true. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In his first public appearance, and several women said he had behaved physically inappropriately toward them, former Vice President Joe Biden twice made jokes about touching people. Following a speech to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Biden talked to reporters about his offhand comments and said he knows he has a responsibility.
I literally think it is incumbent on me, I think everybody else, to make sure that if you embrace someone, if you touch someone, it's with their consent, regardless of your intentions. If you're trying to bring solace, if you're trying to welcome them, and it's my responsibility to do that.
On stage after he embraced Lonnie Stevenson, the male president of the International Brotherhood, Biden told his audience, "I just want you to know I had permission to hug Lonnie." The quip on Friday was met with cheers from the largely male audience that represented the sort of blue-collar, white workers Biden supporters hope he can win back from the president. The March report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics posted a solid rebound. More from John Clemens.
Some economists were estimating an increase of workers at only 175,000 after a disappointing report in February. Eleni Karageorge of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has the March report.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 196,000 in March, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.8%. Notable job gains occurred in health care and in professional and technical services.
For the year so far, wage gains increased at 3.2%.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.